California real estate headlines. California agent earnings per sale. New guide breaks down commissions and trends. Allied Schools has published a comprehensive guide exploring how much real estate agents make per sale in California, covering commission rates, income factors, and recent legal changes. Understanding commission structures and evolving legal requirements helps California real estate professionals accurately forecast income and maintain compliance in a shifting market. Review the full commission breakdown at .alliedschools.com/blog /what-do-real-estate-agents-make/. California real estate headlines. LA County Assessor Jeff Prang's office, accurate property valuations for CA real estate pros. The Los Angeles County Office of the Assessor, led by Jeff Prang, is committed to establishing accurate and fairly assessed property values for the county. Reliable property assessments from the largest county assessor's office in CA directly impact transaction pricing, tax liabilities, and investment decisions for real estate professionals statewide. Contact the LA County Assessor at xxxxxxxxx or hatefred@assessor.lacounty.gov or visit assessor.lacounty.gov/ for valuation inquiries. California real estate headlines. LA County Assessor's Office, nation's largest local property assessment agency. The Los Angeles County Assessor leads the largest local public property assessment agency in the nation. For CA real estate professionals, this is the primary source for property valuations that directly impact transactions, tax liabilities, and market analysis across the state's largest county. Bookmark this resource for official assessment data on your LA County properties. California real estate headlines. ParcelQuest updates CA property data daily for real estate pros. ParcelQuest is the sole provider of the most current California property data available online, with updates made daily. Accurate, up-to-date property data helps CA real estate professionals value properties, identify opportunities, and serve clients with confidence. Bookmark /.parcelquest.com/ for your daily CA property data needs. California real estate updates. How agent commissions work in CA. A refresher on who pays what. Bankrate breaks down how real estate agents earn commissions as a percentage of a home's sale price and who covers the cost. Understanding commission structures helps California agents clearly communicate their value to clients in competitive markets. Review the commission basics at the source link to ensure your buyer and seller conversations stay transparent. California real estate updates. Average CA real estate commission rates. What agents and sellers should know. HomeLight breaks down how average real estate commission rates work in California and what sellers can expect when listing their homes. Understanding typical commission structures helps California agents set competitive expectations and communicate value effectively with seller clients. Review the full commission breakdown at h/www.homelight.com/blog/average-real-estate-state-commission-rate-California. California real estate updates. San Bernardino County official public records now searchable via Recorder's Index. The San Bernardino County Assessor provides an online official public records Recorder's Index that lets users look up documents by number, date, title, and the parties named as grantors and grantees. Real estate professionals in CA need timely access to recorded documents for title research, due diligence, and transaction verification in one of the state's largest counties. Bookmark http://arc.sbcounty.gov/officials-records for quick access to San Bernardino County recorded document lookups. California real estate updates. San Bernardino County Assessor Property Information Portal. Key resource for CA pros. The San Bernardino County Assessor maintains a property information portal for locating, describing, and identifying ownership of all properties in the county, establishing assessed values, listing values on the assessment roll, and applying legal exemptions. CA real estate professionals rely on accurate assessor data for valuations, transactions, and client advisory in one of the state's largest counties. Bookmark arc.sbcounty.gov/property-information/ for San Bernardino County property records and assessed values. California real estate updates. CA commission shifts. New rules let buyers and sellers split realtor fees. California real estate commissions now typically range from 3% to 6%, with new regulations allowing buyers and sellers to divide the realtor fees between them. CA agents must adapt their fee negotiations and client conversations as commission structures become more transparent and flexible under the new rules. Review your commission strategy for California transactions at htow.houzo.com/blog/state-commissions-in-California/. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning, but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlements timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of CA cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.